My scripture text will be coming from 1 Chronicles 19, verses 2 through 4. Not too sure we have the New Living Translation, but I'll be reading it from that. And I'll go ahead and read it just in case for the translation version. Is David said, "I'm going to show loyalty to Hanun because his father, Nahash, was always loyal to me." So David sent messengers to express sympathy to Hanun about his father's death. But when David's ambassadors arrived in the land of Ammon, the Ammonite commanders said to Hanun, "Do you really think these men are coming here to honor your father? No. David has sent them to spy out the land so they can come in and conquer it." So Hanun seized David's ambassadors and shaved them and cut off their robes at the buttocks and sent them back to David in shame. And from the result of this, a war began. Sometimes it's just good to ask twice or more. Has anybody been involved with a terrible situation that was due to a serious misunderstanding? I have been a part of both. I've seen it and I've been a part of it. The scripture text I just read was a perfect example that led to war between the Israelites and Ammonites, when it actually was supposed to be a symbol for mourning, a symbol of understanding showing that Daniel cared for the father of Hanun. Simple misunderstandings, have led to, situations so small that it caused like a comedic session. If I told Brother Norman that my scripture was in Psalms, but it was actually in First Chronicles, that's on me. Everyone's laughing at me because I didn't double check my message. But it can be also serious, where some people can end up getting hurt. A miscommunication between the commanders on the battlefield can result in people not having the supplies they need to stay alive. As funny or as sad as these situations may seem, a lot of these situations can be resolved with a simple just double checking the word. I'm going to read to you. Whenever I do this, I like to draw real life examples of a situation of a simple misunderstanding that created a big problem. NASA. In December of 1998, they launched a satellite called the Mars Climate Orbiter. Its purpose was to go to Mars and monitor the climate and atmosphere of our neighboring planet. This program, which involved incredible amounts of workforce, 4 years of development, substantial budget, and extreme patience from the scientists and the engineers as they expected the wait for the climate orbiter to reach Mars. All of this work and preparation was done, only for NASA to be destined for failure seconds after launch. Any guesses why? A simple solution, or a simple problem for their case: the measurement standard. Everybody knows our standards of measurements. There's two of them. The software, which took 4 years to be developed, used the American standard measurement of inches and feet. But the satellite, they used a metric system of meters, millimeters. A simple miscalculation of what standard of measurement ruined millions of dollars. That was a lot of money back. It's still a lot of money, but they do billion-dollar satellites, but it was still significant cost jobs, all because no one double-checked the measurements. That's extreme failure to communicate in multiple ways. Communication, understanding, double check, all of these are keys to being successful at the job at hand, doing any kind of task. Now, I pray today that my communication to y'all, well, I just pray that my communication towards any individual that is correct. I pray that God gives me the correct words to choose from, but not only the delivery, but to receive the communications for others in order to complete an assignment. There's another scripture that ties to this, is Colossians 4 and 6. And I'm reading again from the New Living Translation, and it says, "Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you have the right response for everyone." At my job, there's a whole bunch of chiefs and a few Indians. This is not to say that no work gets done, but there are a whole lot of people barking commands and orders and requests on the dime, no matter where you are. You can be in the hallway, you can be carrying stuff. Quentin, I know you're busy with this. Both hands full, I can't even see you. But I need you to do this. I need you to do that. I need you to do this. Yes, sir, I'll get to it as soon as I can. Before I ever get back to my desk and sit down, there's another person. Quentin, I need this resolved. What ends up happening is just get so much tossed onto me that I don't remember it. And I end up forgetting it. So I've come up with a solution to my problem. I say out loud the request that was given to me, word for word, sometimes twice, sometimes three times, right there in front of them, just in case I don't get the message. Sometimes four times, right there in front of them, if the request sounds silly, because sometimes they need to hear what they're asking. As annoying as this sounds, or ridiculous as it sounds, it's important to me, because I would rather someone come up to me and say, "Quentin, for the last time, I need this request." I can put up with that. What I cannot put up with is someone coming up to me after the project is over and say, "Quentin, that will be the last time I ask you to do that." There's a difference. One, he's being annoyed because all I'm trying to do is seek answers. Second one, he's annoyed because I didn't give him the results. See, the first one can be nullified if I complete the assignment. The second one, it'll be hard to gain someone's trust back because I rushed into the job. I would like my annual review at my jobs to say something like, "Quentin may be a little too meticulous, borderline annoying, but he gets the job done accurately." I would take that over. Quentin is a go-getter and he accepts all assignments. But his lack of communication skills and ability to receive orders correctly, grants him all kinds of failures. There's something about getting the job done correctly. No. Now, I'm not saying that my method should be the method of everybody. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even advise you guys to use my method. But it's not the type of method that's important. It's not what I'm trying to push to you. What I'm trying to say is you are actually trying to find some type of method to bridge the gap of communication and understanding to produce good results. Not just at the job, but at the house too. As a husband and a father, God's given me the responsibility to be the leader over my household. I'm in charge of my family's well-being. God wants me to kind of share with you that there's something really important to being a leader of a family. Just barking out commands and decisions and orders, it's not going to get the job done. As a matter of fact, if that's all I'm doing, I'm failing God and my family. I'm just going around making decisions. I'm a failure to my family. I'm missing something that's extremely important. This relationship when it goes to communications. I'll use my job again for example. What's the most important thing for me to accomplish a request? Get it done right. It's actually listening to the request at the hand. Understanding what the customer is trying to ask me. How do I know how to fix something if I don't even hear what he's telling me what's wrong? A guy comes up to me at the job and says, Quinn, I need you to add a printer to my computer. I give him his computer back and I change his background. Not only did I not accomplish the job, I just embarrassed myself. You know, that's not good decision making. And I wasn't listening. In my house, my ears have to always be open to my family's needs. I must hear them. I must know exactly how they feel when they're talking directly to me, when they're not talking to me directly to me. You know, their delivery. I must understand if there's a problem. You know, making decisions without understanding the needs physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually leads to big time failures. That would be like in my own house, me trying to shoot a target with a harmful weapon with my eyes closed. It's dangerous in my house because I've got kids, I've got my wife running around. With my eyes closed, I can fire. I end up harming. And not only harming them, but that decision I made, I still wouldn't have addressed the issue that's at hand. The NASA mission, it failed because as smart as the engineers were, the units of measurements could never be exact. And the alignments were always off at the beginning, just a little bit. But as time and distance increased, those small errors compounded. Didn't create errors so large that they could not be compensated for. By the time the satellite reached Mars, they had absolutely no control over it. Same thing can happen in our house. You know, we could cause major issues if we keep tossing generic fixes at situations hoping one of them should work. Bad fixes, they'll just compound onto the existing problem and we end up with a disaster. You know, if I rush to a decision and it's wrong, and then I keep doing wrong decisions, well, that creates anger. You know, I love my wife, but I'm not like making a man. She'll let me know. And not only that, it's hard to fix problems. That's why I am willing to ask a question over and over until I understand it, even if it annoys her. But I can take her telling me. I have to tell her something. One time, be serious, I can take her. Because once I fully understand it and fix the issue, then everybody's happy. I win, happy wife. Annoying Quentin is out the window. But it's very important. Very, very important for me to listen. I'd say it's more important for me to listen than it is to issue a decision. We as people, we're not perfect. we're not helping each other or the person we're trying to serve out by not doing things to help us strive for perfection. We have to always be attentive, be alert to the request. Not only if we want to serve our family, but if we want to serve God too. God is telling us to do certain things. I don't think there's a difference, and this is my interpretation. If I ask God for more understanding, I'm not questioning God whether I should do this, but I'm just asking for more clarity. I don't think those are the same things. Me trying to gain clarity for making a decision for my family, for my church, and for my job from God, I believe God wants us to be as perfect as possible. And if he's there if we need him. He's not there for us to get one instruction from him and he said, go. You know, that defeats the purpose of him being with us at all times. We should always, always ask for clarity. Always. We should never just, go on our own instinct. We can have a happy God if we ask him a billion questions, do it right. And rather than asking one question, going and doing it wrong. Because he ends up giving it to us again. We have to do it over. No one wants to do the same job over and over. I would rather make my God satisfied, happy, by, if it's possible, annoying him. Well, I know it said I was going to be short, but in closing, that's my message. We're always going to double check our work. We can only help. I work with computer programmers who write code, and when they write code to make things work, they make sure that all conditions are met before they tell their program to execute. Make sure if A, B, C is greater than D, B is true, F is false, G doesn't exist, all of these are correct, then execute my program. See, the program is just a computer, and the computer knows that if none of these are correct, I'm not going to do a thing. We're not computers, we're human. We can try to execute something, whether the statements of all conditions are true, and we'll try to process it. We're not double-checking our work. We can cause issues by trying to fix one issue. I relate it to my personal life. Like, if, I check in my wife when she gets home about how her day goes. I receive and exchange input from her, address house needs, verify the kids are fed and ready for bed. If all this is true, then I get to execute watch basketball. I want to thank you guys for listening to me. So. God bless all of you.